Hey, it's Friend of the Neighborhood Tech Troublemaker, and tonight is going to be an amazing night. We're going to talk about gaming and what it takes to be a gamer on YouTube and what is in the mind of a gamer. And so tonight, I am honored to have a guest. There he is, Pedigree Moth.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
All right. So his big game is Subnautica, and there goes that volume thing we talked about. But anyway, Subnautica is one of the mini games that he plays, and I really liked his style of basically putting, you know, definitely the way he edits his videos and his sense of humor and everything. So, oh man, this would be really cool. And I was actually ramping up to have like a creators meetup that featured all gamers. And so here it is, James, I brought you on tonight. How are you doing tonight? I need to hush and let you talk.
I mean, I'm doing pretty good, dealing with some issues with my PC right now, so calling in on my phone here, but
yeah,
seems to be working out. We can make it work.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, live is live. You just do what happens and see what happens. So yep,
you gotta roll with the punches.
So let me give everybody a quick peek at your channel. So this is
for sure
not his channel. That would be my Instagram, but don't worry, we have a channel here. Mm-mm. It's right here. All right, everybody pay attention. Woo! So just take a look here. And so Subnautica is like one of the primaries. You go to his videos here and just look. He's also, you know, played around with others as well. I really liked the story one. I you said that hasn't done very good, but I was enjoying watching those videos. Those were pretty good. So
they were a lot of fun to play, but they're very like a text-based thing. So
yeah.
The gameplay is not super exciting, but I did my best to kind of spice it up with some editing and make it a little bit more entertaining as we're making through, because they really are some great. It's like an anthology series, and all four of them are really great games on their own.
Yep. So how did you get started? So, I mean, how long have you had a YouTube channel?
So I actually started the YouTube channel, I think I posted the first video in like September or October, somewhere around there. So
okay.
I haven't had it for a year yet. We're still trucking along in the early days.
Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Beast says you have to do 100 bad videos before people watch you. So I'm almost at 300 bad videos, so I'm getting really close.
So. You should be about there. It should be about to you're about to hit that peak. I feel it.
And then, you know, what kind of, so how did you figure out what you wanted your topic to be? Because that's the hardest thing for a lot of content creators. Like, what is my niche going to be? What am I going to do? And so you just, what was your process?
So video games have always been a huge part of my life. Like, I've been playing video games as long as I can remember. And it's pretty much like the one thing I always gravitate towards. Is like whenever I have free time or something like that, I was like, you know, I want to play some video games and relax. And so I've always kind of, it's been something that's been in the back of my mind for a while to try and figure out some way to make this a way to, you know, make a living off of the things that I enjoy, which is mostly video games. And so I have tried streaming on Twitch before. That was a bit difficult. I definitely prefer YouTube over Twitch, just because the discoverability is a lot better here. Like YouTube definitely puts the videos out in front of people, and it's up to me to make them click on it or make them want to watch it and stay as long as they can.
Yeah.
So that's always like, I definitely do like that side of YouTube better than Twitch, because Twitch just kind of orders theirs by who has the most viewers is at top. And then when you're sitting there just starting, you have zero, you know, you could be talking to nobody for a week and nobody will ever stop by your stream because you're so far down. And so it's definitely a lot more fun watching like the YouTube analytics and seeing like, oh, how many impressions does it have? And I can see how it kind of pushes it out. And I can kind of compare it with other videos and see like, how's this one doing versus the other one? And you didn't get that kind of feedback when I was on Twitch. So I definitely think this is probably going to be my avenue going forward is making videos here on YouTube. I may still do some live streaming here on YouTube as well. in the future and things like that. But for now, it's going to be grinding it out here and making hopefully good videos that people enjoy watching.
Yeah, definitely. So we got some folks out here visiting us. I want to say hi to them. Let's find my shout out.
Of course.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's see. Lisa Maria's out there tonight. Hey, everyone, don't forget to hit that like. Yeah, thank you very much, Lisa Maria. Thank you. And she's saying hi. And then she says my videos are not bad. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm just, just a content creator trying to. Hey, mommy guy. Hey, Lala. How you doing? Lisa Maria's
How's it going, everybody?
There's a bit of an echo. Are you hearing an echo on me? Am I echoing?
I don't hear an echo on you. Okay. It may be my thing that's echoing. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm sorry about the echo, Lala. Hopefully we'll figure it out. And then I guess my other question. So you figured out, and so what are some of your favorite games? So obviously Subnautica is one of them.
So that was the second problem that I came with trying to narrow down my channel, is because I play a lot of different video games, like a lot of different genres, a lot of different styles. One of my favorite things to do is, like, I have the Xbox Game Pass. Mm-hmm. So I'll just scroll through and download a random game and try it for a little bit and see if I like it or not. And if I don't, it was a free download because I had the Game Pass, no skin off my nose. If I just play it 5 minutes, don't like it, I can uninstall it and move on. So it really came to trying to figure out what type of games I could make videos for. Currently I'm doing more like the Let's Play style of me playing through the game and breaking it up into different episodes. So I kind of was thinking about which type of games I wanted to play. So obviously there aren't going to be like multiplayer games online, things like that. Probably going to be looking for more with the story. And so for the time being, I've kind of, cause Subnautica was always a game that I enjoyed playing ever since it first came out. It's a fantastic game. There's a lot of other games in that genre that are like the survival base building type games and things like that. So, my focus to start with, I'm going to be focusing on those survival genre games. So hopefully when I finish one game, like when I finish making videos for Subnautica and things like that, I can move on to something that's similar enough that people will also want to watch. Like one of the other games I have, I only have one video so far on my channel, is for The Forest, and it's a very similar survival-based game. It's just not underwater.
Yeah.
I do see Mommy Guide Inc. chatting over here. I want to say hi back to you. I see you popping up.
Yep. Laura don't want to miss today's live stream. Well, thanks a lot. I try to get out and see hers every time she's on. You kind of figured out what's your game rig setup. So that, how do you capture? What does your equipment look like that you're using to capture everything? What's your setup?
So I've got right now. I've just got my gaming PC that I built probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I built it. My graphics card's sitting right here on the desk because I've got it pulled out while I'm waiting for the power supply to come. So when I go to record my videos, I will actually use OBS to record my webcam and my microphone.
Okay.
So I can have those on a single track. And then I use NVIDIA ShadowPlay to record the gameplay. And that helps a lot because ShadowPlay records it directly from the graphics card. So it gets a better footage than using like OBS, because OBS captures it after the fact and everything.
Yeah.
And then I use DaVinci Resolve, the free edition.
Yeah.
Which comes with so many tools. I mean, like the free edition is absolutely amazing on that thing. Like I can do anything I want. I just have to learn how to do it. And so I knew I needed to find an editing software, and that I was going to be using it a lot. So I did a lot of research into that and stuff like that, looking for something that was either free or at least affordable to purchase, and like Photoshop and Premiere Pro and all those kind of things with the monthly subscription, that just wasn't going to work for me. And then I stumbled upon DaVinci, and right now I'm using the free version. They have a studio version that's like a one-time purchase, and you get it for life. So much better than the subscription model, in my opinion.
I agree.
And so I've been learning how to do that kind of since the beginning. So I'm sure if you look at that very first video on the channel, like I think it's just titled "What is Subnautica?" That was really my first dive into trying to like edit and work with DaVinci. And I'm sure that one's real rough compared to some of the later videos on the channel. Especially the one that it's not out yet, but the one I was working on before my computer died. I think that one's going to be really good. And it's a video titled like, "Is Subnautica Still Worth It in 2023?"
Okay.
I think that one's going to be a good one to help bring in, people that can then convert over to actually watching the Let's Play and things like that.
That's good stuff. Yeah. And I really like, so how do you get your ideas for like for your edits? Cause I really like the, you know, the little snippets and things like all the cool B-roll you put in your videos. Kind of what's your thought process? It's just things you're into. So, you know, just what is it?
So most of them are just kind of as I'm going through editing, you know, I'm listening to the things that I say or something like that. Sometimes I'll think of it, you know, while I'm doing the recording, and I'll say something and know like, oh, when I say that, you know, I'll want to put this meme in or this clip from The Office or something from SpongeBob, you know, something like that in there. But other times it's just as I'm kind of going through the editing, there might be like a moment where something happens. And so I'll go online and I'll try and find different clips or something that's kind of funny just to throw in there and spice it up. So it's not just, you know, my face on the screen the whole time trying to be funny and I'm not, you know, I can kind of, you know, use other people's funny and throw them in there for me, you know, kind of helps smooth out the process.
Yeah. Same here. I try to see. So yeah, Lala's son, Mommy God, her son is also a gamer on YouTube. His channel's monetized, and he ran into some.
That's great.
Yeah, he ran into some problems with thumbnails where he was using the same thumbnail over again, and YouTube said, "Nope, you're repeating content." So, they weren't watching his videos. His videos were different, but the thumbnail was the same.
But the thumbnail was.
So he fixed that, and then Lisa Marie says, "I'm not a gamer. My brother and grandson are. I game in the metaverse, one game, Beat Saber."
Saber. I've seen a lot of Beat Saber. I've never played that one, but it definitely looks like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because I just think it was kind of like lightsabers, but it's, I'm trying to think what else it reminds
me of. It's like lightsabers and Guitar Hero mixed together. Yeah. He's in there, slicing up.
So, Lala's son, with him being 14, she has to be in his live streams or else YouTube will also take it down because they won't let a teenager have a channel. I don't know. They don't seem to enforce that. I watch lots of videos, and they'll be teenagers. I don't understand. And then, you know, at least Marie says she understands that. He got demonetized for a while, but he got his monetization back. So I'm really happy about that. So good stuff. And then how do you get – what's your process for coming up with ideas for each one of your videos? I mean, you just kind of like, this is my favorite part in the game, and so I'm going to focus on that. Or you just do like 4 hours of gameplay and then you go down and edit it down to like 18 minutes or 13 minutes or whatever.
So for me, right now with playing Subnautica, because I know the game, I kind of know like the story beats and things like that. So I am trying to kind of, when I sit down to record, almost like there's kind of a subplot for each episode, basically. Where, okay, well, this one, the sunbeam's coming, so we're going to prepare for rescue or something. And so I'll focus the editing around clips, like the radio messages and things coming in for the sunbeam that kind of move that story along in a linear path, and it's just kind of a small snippet of the overall story. I don't know how it's going to go moving into games that I haven't played before. Those will probably transition to more of playing for 4 hours and editing out to 20 minutes of something that's entertaining or, you know, at least fun to watch or kind of has somewhat of a story that flows through it and not too chopped up in just like random clips. Cause that is one thing I always try to avoid. I don't want it to seem like it's just like, oh, here's a clip from this part and then a clip from this part, clip from this part over like a 4-hour span. I want it to kind of seem like it's at least flows with a story. Because then it's easier for the audience to follow and kind of follow along what's going on.
So for somebody that's just starting out, they just created a YouTube channel and they want to, you know, be a gamer and do what would you recommend for them? Somebody just starting out, what kind of so they're just starting out and they're buying gear. You know, what kind of stuff do you think they need? You know, what kind of stuff similar to what you have, or what do you suggest for them?
Always remember that audio is 50% of video. So you can have lower video quality on your mic and stuff like that. Most people probably aren't really going to mind when they're watching the game. But if your mic sounds bad, people will turn off immediately. Like if it's just distorted and loud, they can't understand what you're saying, they're not going to want to stick around. So a nice USB mic to get started. They're a lot for not too much. Like even there's a wide range. I think the one that I'm using was like $100 on Amazon or something like that. And there are cheaper ones and obviously more expensive ones as well. But
yeah.
So audio is definitely very important. And then the other thing is just to decide, you know, what kind of videos you're going to do, because if you're going to, you may record your game and then decide you want to do like audio on top after the fact instead of doing it in real time. So like you can kind of edit and tell a story over with your gameplay in the background. Or if you want to actually have a camera pointing at you and you playing the game and doing that, that'll kind of make a difference into what kind of equipment you're looking for, or even like how powerful of a computer you're going to want, because it's going to have to be able to run the game and record at the same time, which can be pretty taxing.
Yeah.
And as I'm sure you know, sometimes like if your bit rate's not high enough, your video comes out choppy or, you know, every five frames instead of, you know, so it's just unusable footage that you can't put into a video. And, you know, I had my share of hiccups, you know, when I first started recording. And I'd sit down and record for an hour, and then I'd go back and I'd click on it, and it recorded at like 5 frames a second. And it was just like so unwatchable. I was like, I can't use this. And so I had to like delete the save file, because it was like the first video I tried to record for Sonotica. So I had to delete the save file, start another one, pretend like it wasn't, like it was still my first time jumping in. Like I had to just scrap the whole hour worth of gameplay or something. And so there's always going to be those hiccups. And as you know, I'm sure you deal with live streaming all the time. You know, you just kind of have to roll with it and figure out what works and how best you can capture with what you have. And then try and use that moving forward. And you can always like upgrade your stuff later on. But if you're questioning about how to get started, equipment's not the problem. You really do just have to jump on and start recording videos. And putting them out there, because you're going to get better with each video that you post, and your first video is probably going to be your worst. Hopefully anyways, you may have a real stinker down the line, but that first one's probably going to be pretty bad, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Just keep trucking.
Yeah. Now I was just thinking about, I was thinking about the first video, you're talking about the frame rate. It's like, well, you just could have sped that up and put that, say, this is a speed run. Let's see, Walter Strong in the house. Good evening, everyone. Let's see, this is for Walter. Let me turn up my volume here.
Fat Troublemaker!
Uh-oh, Troublemaker!
good evening, take my apologies for being late. No worries, Walter. Glad you're here. So in a way I get to understand the game, but the life of me, I won't be able to play any of his games. It's so complicated. Hats off to gamers like pedigreed mouth. It's hard. Yes, it is.
But see, I make the videos, and you can watch the game. You don't have to. You don't have to deal with the slow, boring parts. You can just get the highlights, and I'll provide that service for you.
Yeah, I used to play games, and I'd go watch the playthroughs so I could get through the game faster. So, Walter wants to know, how did you find your passion to start online gaming on YouTube?
I was saying it earlier, and you may not have been here for this, but gaming has always been a big part of my life. It's specifically single-player games. Growing up, we kind of lived out in the middle of nowhere, so we had satellite internet, which wasn't good for any kind of online gaming growing up. So I grew up playing a lot of like RPGs, like role-playing games, and things like that that had longer single-player like story campaigns versus like the Call of Duties, where it's like online matchmaking is the main focus of the game and everything. And so that's still something that I enjoy today. I still enjoy anytime I get any free time, just hopping on and playing a game by myself. Sometimes I'll play online games. Most of the time I like single player games where I can sit down, relax, and just kind of unwind from the day into this fantasy world of whatever may be happening.
So first of all, what was your first console, or what platform did you start off with very often before YouTube even? What was the first thing you started
right
with?
So back in the day, I had the original Game Boy. I think that may have been like the first was the original Game Boy. But then my first like console was a Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
And of course, I loved that thing. You know, playing Zelda, and that thing had all sorts of great single player and games that you could just kind of jump into and play. And then after the 64, I had a GameCube.
Yeah.
Loved the GameCube, and an Xbox,
yeah,
like the original Xbox. And then as my brother and I got a little bit older, and you know, we were playing a lot of video games, my parents actually decided that they wanted to try playing some games with us too. So in the Xbox 360 era, we had two Xbox 360s in the living room. And like we would be playing Gears of War,
yeah.
And we had our Xboxes linked together, so we were playing like Gears of War and Halo. And they learned how to play those games so that they could, you know, spend time with us. And it was to the point there was one day we were coming home from a wrestling thing, and our house was on the way home, so they decided to drop us off instead of taking us all the way back to the school. And so they drop us off at the house, and we walk in, and we hear my dad shouting. And I was like, oh, no. Like, my parents are in an argument. They're, you know, the whole team is here. Like, everyone's going to be hearing them blow up and everything. And we open the door, and I just hear my dad yell, grenade! And we walk in, and they had been playing Gears of War, the first one, on the hardest difficulty. And they were fighting the final boss together. And so they were into it. Like they died several times, but they were chucking grenades. They were shouting. They did eventually end up beating them. And then of course everyone's like, oh, you got the cool parents. Like they're playing video games. I was like, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Game Boy, I played a game called Kid Icarus. Like, why didn't Kid Icarus make it to any other platform? He shows up in Smash
Nintendo
Brothers.
Nintendo, man.
He's in Smash Brothers, but I don't know. But I love that was one of my favorite games. And then, you know, just, of course, my game history goes further back. I had this thing called Intellivision, which was competing with Atari 2600. So the Atari was 4-bit, and Intellivision was 8-bit. So, and then...
It's a lot of bits back in the day.
It was a lot of bits, yeah, I know. It was really cool. And then, definitely had PlayStation 2. Kids and I would play lots of it. We had this cool game. It was this ATV game. And our favorite part of it was that you could drive your four-wheeler off the screen. And it would literally bounce off like it hit a wall. And it would just fly up into space. There was some kind of glitch in the game. We'd drive till we hit the glitch. And then we'd keep playing. So That's good. And then a big fan of Diablo. I've played every version of Diablo, 1, 2, and 3.
Hopefully you didn't get swindled into too much Immortal.
No.
That game sounds expensive.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into that. So, Diablo, played that forever. Diablo 2 is probably one of my all-time favorites. But anyway, and the me and my oldest son played Diablo together like a lot. So that was a lot of fun. And then me and the kids haven't done it in a bit. We used to play Minecraft together all the time and get on Discord so we could talk.
That's always a good one, yeah.
So, yeah, good stuff. We got some more folks out there. Let's see here. Lisa Marie's saying hi to Walter, and Mommy Gad saying hi. All right. Mommy wants to know, do you think it's better for a gamer to be on screen while playing or just audio on the background?
So that really is personal preference. There's plenty of channels on YouTube that make it work with a camera, and there's plenty that make it work without. If you do include the camera, you kind of have built-in B-roll that you can cut back and forth between your camera and the game that you wouldn't have without it. But it really is more of a personal preference and how you want to do the channel moving forward. Because there's plenty of big creators that have never shown their face on camera, and it doesn't affect the popularity of their videos. Yeah. So it really is just about the content and making a good, entertaining video for people.
I will say vidIQ, a couple weeks ago, I saw them doing game reviews, and they were saying that the voiceover games, there has to be something really unique about the voice to make people just watch the video. That faces with personalities like you have are what make people really watch the videos. And they were kind of showing some graphs and showing that the voice only ones didn't do as well as one with faces. People prefer to see faces, but if you've got a great personality, there's no reason you can't make it work with just your voice. If you got, you know, like a great sense of humor or something.
And then there's even like VTubers, you know, which use like an animated character of themselves so that they never actually show their face, but they still kind of get that benefit of having the face cam and being able to make that work. So I said, there's always ways around it. If you can make an entertaining video, people will watch it, face or no face. Yeah.
Mommy says, I think I hear a monitor feedback. Mommy, I'm unfortunately not hearing it. I don't know. I'm not hearing it. That's the downside. When I'm live, I can't hear myself, so I don't know if something's bad. My moderator's supposed to be shouting out to me and telling me if I'm running, doing anything going off the rails. So it says, I'm not sure if it's just me. Anybody else hearing an echo or feedback or anything, please let me know. Florence from Equip Institute, how you doing? We got saying hi. Okay, what console do you use now for your channel? So do you have the Xbox S?
Yeah,
one?
So I play, like, I've got an Xbox Series S or Series X that I use to play. Mm-hmm. But for my channel, I use my computer. So I'm playing the game on the computer and recording with the computer at the same time.
That's right. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. Sorry, I forgot. Well, anyway. Okay, let's see. As a parent, I do the same. If you can't beat them, join them. Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And then you join them, and you get good enough to beat them.
Yeah. There's some games I'm really good at, and there's some games I'm really bad at, and I just learned to accept that. Says, my son uses a Switch for live streams. We can't make the PS5 work, you know? Can't make the PS5 work with Mac for live streaming. Do you also do tutorial on tech for gamers? No, so you haven't done any tutorials, but you know that.
Yeah, no, I haven't done any tutorials or anything like that yet. I mean, it may be something that I do something in the future, but right now it's mostly gameplay stuff on my channel.
Well, I was going to say, maybe it doesn't make sense for your channel, but you know, we can collaborate on that together and do it here on this channel, because that is something. A lot of the problem is that the capture cards that will let you plug up the PS5 from Elgato do not work on Mac. They only work on Windows.
Strange.
So the Elgato capture cards they do have capture cards too, but they have the ones that have the pass through so that you can capture it. None of them are Mac. They're all Windows based. So that's the downside of that. I hate that.
I'm a PC user myself, so
yeah,
I only have limited knowledge of how to make things work with Mac, so they can be difficult sometimes.
They can, but for what I do, I like it. So yeah, my day job, I'm all PCs and Windows and Linux and a bunch of operating systems. But then at night, it's my Mac world here. So yep. What's really next for your channel? What are your thoughts? What future content are you planning on doing?
So I recently joined the VRA from Think Media, the VRA Academy program, and a lot of what they suggest and things like that for things that work is just like answering simple questions and things like that people are searching for so that they can find your stuff, things like that. So that's where like the next video that I was working on, instead of it being like a gameplay video, it's the Is Subnautica Still Worth It in 2023.
Yeah.
And it's just where I kind of talk about like, oh, so maybe you've heard of this game, you're not sure if you want to buy it or not. Well, here's some things and what I think of if it's still worth buying it today, because it has been out for some time. And I was in the middle of editing that one when my computer died, so we'll see when I can get that video finished. But I think that one's gonna come along pretty good, and I think that'll help draw some new eyes into the channel that may find the Let's Play games and stuff that I'm doing as well also entertaining, and they might stick around for those. So there's probably going to be a series of those where I find some sort of form of question to answer about the game to kind of draw some eyes to the channel and hopefully convert them to watching some of the actual just like Let's Plays and things like that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Sean Cannell method. Answer specific questions and then all about the keyword search and everything. So yeah, I hear that's a really good program. I'd like to hear what you think about when you're done with it. So report
for sure.
Back. When you get done, report back. Let me know.
Already, I will do that.
I've done several of their courses. I've done the shorter ones. I haven't done the VRA class, but I've done several of the others. I'm currently doing Project 24 with Channel Masters, so Channel Makers.
Yeah, heard of that one.
I'm really liking that one. So good stuff. Let's see. Please help. Yes, we used HD60S Plus, but still didn't work. Yeah, that one, I'm pretty certain the software for that doesn't work. Is there software for Mac? I didn't think there was software for Mac. But I'll look into that, because I was researching that too, because I was going to just play around running the PlayStation or the Xbox through the Mac, and then when I went researching for capture cards, there just wasn't one. There is some really crazy ways you can. There is an Elgato capture card that's PCI, and if you can get a Thunderbolt to PCI extension board, which is out there, but they're pricey, I don't like them, and you can literally put that card in, and then you can do it that way. The other thought is some people use like the A10 minis, and they'll run the HDMI through that and do a splitter off of everything. So, yep.
apparently it's not using that
tall
mic.
Boy out there,
still.
Yep. Yep. All right. Tall boy's in the house. Hey, Corey. Everybody saying hi to Corey. Yep. All right. Is Maria saying hi? Team PS5. So, Corey, what game do you play on your PS5? So, yeah. The other thing, oh man, I had another question for you. I wanted to ask you. I was like, oh man, it made me think of this. Because we were talking about what was next, and you just mentioned you're in the VRA program. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know I was going to ask. So, a lot of YouTubers think they got to wait till they hit that 1,000 subscriber or 4,000 watch hour mark to monetize.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about other things that you can do to monetize? Maybe create some merch, t-shirts, that type of thing?
So the first thing, which I have tried, but it is still relatively new on the channel, is the Amazon affiliate links. Mm-hmm. So at the in the description of all my videos. I've got like links to the microphone that I use. I think like mouse, keyboard, like a couple of the other equipment things that I use. And one thing that I'm trying to do, I think my latest video has this in it, but it's the first video I made since I started adding the affiliate links, is a mystery item,
yeah,
affiliate link thing. So like something that kind of relates to the video, but has like, I have the link to it, but I don't say what it is in the video or something like that. It's just something related. So a Subnautica related item or something on Amazon, kind of in the hopes that, you know, even if they may click on that and decide they don't want to get that particular item. But like the way that Amazon affiliate links work is if you click on someone's affiliate link, you're cookied in for 24 hours. So you can buy anything on Amazon. It doesn't have to be the item that's specifically linked. If you buy something off Amazon within 24 hours of clicking on those links, like it still will give that person part of like a small commission towards it or whatever. So I'm trying to start integrating some of those to maybe see, you know, kind of how that works. I did get on the first one that had a mystery link, there were quite a few people that did click it that watched the video. Nobody bought anything yet, so there weren't any like purchases or anything, but it did definitely drive the clicks. So I'm going to keep trying to figure out how I can kind of work that into maybe at least starting to monetize something, even though I only have, you know, about a little less than 120 subscribers right now.
Yeah, but you'll get there. Some of your videos have a lot of views, so I mean, you got to put the dynamite together to get everything together once and have all that happen. So, that's good stuff, man. So I did notice you had the Amazon links on your page. So yeah, like I said, they can buy. You can send them a link for a $5 item, but then they go buy a diamond ring and you get a commission on the diamond ring. Hey, yeah, let's go for it.
I mean, I would not complain.
All right.
Like, oh, so, thank you for clicking the link.
Yep. If it's not top secret, what's your day job when you're not a creator?
So I work for a company. We make like thermocouples and things like that for nuclear reactors, things like that, like contract for other things. We do have like some sensors and stuff that we build for like Blue Origin that go in the rocket engines and things like that, like different sensors and things. And then I work in the metrology lab. So I'm basically making sure that the parts that are built and stuff are within the spec for the customer and everything. As far as like their actual testing and like through our lab, we do all the thermal sensors. So we test them in different temperature bands and make sure that they're within the right tolerance.
Wow. Yeah. That's a cool job. I'm really fascinated by that. you're almost a rocket scientist. Right?
Are you almost? Not really, but
Corey
more, says more the manufacturing side, but that's all right.
Corey says NBA 2K, Watch Dogs, Hitman, old fashioned Pac-Man.
This is pretty good games. I personally don't play sports games, but I know a lot of people love them. So
I won't. So at least Maria says Pac-Man. She misses that. Yeah, Mommy Guy says Pac-Man. I can still do, but newer games are so hard. I have a hard time with the controllers. I'm not very good with the Xbox controller. I do a little better with the PS2. I don't know. I mean, PS controllers, I don't know why.
I missed the original Xbox controller. That thing was like a brick, like this big. You had to like stretch your fingers around to grab it. That one was a beast. I liked that one.
Yeah. Mommy Guy says congratulations to you. Mommy Guy, let's say Avery Media is a good capture card. Not sure if it's compatible. Yeah, if it's got to be a card inserted into the Mac, it ain't happening. There's no ports on a Mac.
Nope.
Good R&D stuff. Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, anything else you want to share with our viewers? I just want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I know with you having some difficulties, we almost canceled the show. And he's, nope, we can make it work. So I was like, oh,
we can make it work.
We got to do this. So we did make it work. And I do really appreciate you being on here. I want to shout out again about your gaming site. So definitely everybody go out and find Pedigreed Moth. And you gotta follow his channel. I'm telling you, he's a rising star. And so you want to say, I knew him when. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want to be able to say,
you're like, you got in at the ground floor. You were here early. 100 subs. You were here.
Yeah. So let me tell you how I found you. So this is interesting. So I was doing research for my show, and VidIQ does reviews of gaming channels.
Yeah.
And so they started publishing a list of the channels they review. So I started going through gamers, and I said, okay, I want to try to find, you know, specific gamers that make sense to kind of go through and do. And you were just one of the ones that I watched your videos and really liked them. And there was a few others, but so I just really appreciate you coming on the show, and thank you. And
I mean,
so,
I had a blast. It was great.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Fun to be here.
That is our show, everybody. Everybody, first of all, hit that like button for me and then go subscribe to his channel. That's what you got to do. If you're in the gaming, you got to watch his channel.
Yeah,
definitely
go smash all the like buttons, just go around hitting them all.
Just hit all the like buttons for all the videos.
Yeah,
anything out of those things to help a channel, so you can say, I was there on the ground floor. So, thank you, sir, again for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And everybody, have a great night and go play some games. Go play some games.
Yeah, go play some video games. They're fun.
Yep,
go relax.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.